Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballew Show, only on The Fan.
Welcome to the show, the Buck Ballew Show, here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. We are live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery, Atlanta. And hoping your Tuesday, April the 16th, is off to a good start. Team's all here. Producer Adam Gillespie in the house. He's ready to go. And also, Derek Thomas back in the seat today, our engineer. Looking fresh after a day off yesterday. Did you go play golf, DT? Did you tee it up?
Long story, but I was able to play nine holes.
Good for you. That is awesome.
Beautiful day. What a beautiful weekend we had.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, I mean, summer's almost here, apparently.
Didn't even get to talk to you about the Masters, but I did get to listen on the little show a little bit yesterday.
Well, that's loyalty. We appreciate that very much. Big show lined up today. Going to talk about this Georgia running back situation. As the transfer portal opens up and the Dogs have lost one. RBU, they call it. UGA. RBU. We'll break it down coming up a little later in the show. Top five Falcons talk, Hawks talk. Going to throw in a top five. Amanda's going to be with us for that.
Woo.
We got a lot planned today. We better get busy.
Bucks. Big take.
All right, the Georgia Bulldogs will enter the 2024 college football season ranked as the preseason number one. Now, Kirby's Dogs a finished product? Well, no. No one is at this part of the process. We got this transfer portal open up. Again, I believe that starts today. And so there's going to be some moving. Yesterday it got underway. So there's going to be some moving going on before you really settle in. But make no mistake about it, this Georgia Bulldog team is loaded, especially with young talent. And based on G-Day, the view I had up in the presidential suite, the Dogs appear to be the team to beat. And here's why. Georgia, let's see, let's go through the checklist. Do the Bulldogs have high-level quarterback play? Check. Do they have enough weapons to get the ball to? Check. Do they have a big, strong, and deep offensive line? Check. Do they have backs that can tote the rock? Check. Do they have high-level defenders on the other side of the ball? Check, check, and check. Quality specialist, this can win or lose you a couple of games during the season. Check. Quality coaching staff. Check. Who would disagree with this assessment? Well, I would imagine the Alabama Crimson Tide fans are at the top of the list. You got those Texas Longhorn fans. Boy, they are stoked. They're excited for the first time in a number of years. And then Ohio State, thank goodness Holloway's not here. You'd be chiming in right now about the Buckeyes. So, yeah, typically Alabama, Texas, and Ohio State, those three programs have national championship expectations, too. And when you look at these preseason top 25 rankings that are out there right now, you're going to see Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Ohio State. We're all going to be in the top five. And do you want to be the preseason number one team? Road Dog Gillespie, would you want your team to be the preseason number one?
It's nice to be number one preseason, but I want to be number one at the end of the season.
I heard that. DT, do you want your team to be the preseason number one team in college football?
Yeah, it's better than being 16th or not ranked.
Well, here's the catch on that is during the 9 years we've had the college football playoff, there's only been one preseason number one that has gone on to win the national championship. And that was the Alabama Crimson Tide in 2017.
Roll down tide.
Yes, sir. So be careful what you hope for there. And there's the big take as we get the show started today. By the way, Georgia has to go to Alabama and Tuscaloosa to play ball this season. They also have to go to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. And I know what some people think. Well, it's about time Georgia had a tough regular season schedule. They've been cakewalking for years. Yeah, we've heard that one before. But it is true, a couple of really rugged road games. Georgia better be good. They better check all the boxes. They want to win in Tuscaloosa and go to Austin and take down the Longhorns in Texas. Better be able to check all those boxes. Back into the dog talk a little later in the show. Right now, need to chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's go chopping.
How about Darius Vines, man? My goodness, he looked good. He was, as they say in baseball terms, Vines was dealing last night. 25-year-old right-hander making his third career start. Now, he's not one of those high-velocity dudes that everybody raves about. No, this guy, and I really appreciate it, this guy is a pitcher, all right? He's going to change speeds. He's going to move the location around. It's going to keep you guessing. He doesn't have the 99-mile-an-hour fastball he's going to challenge people with. But I'll tell you what, that changeup he was featuring last night, holy cow, that was another baseball term, plus changeup that you saw out of Vines last night. There were several times in the game where he threw back-to-back changeups and had the batter swing right through it. Elite location, burying that changeup down in the strike zone and had those Astro hitters up there swinging and missing. 4 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run, struck out 4, walked 3. And without question, Darius Vines, I'm not trying to make decisions for the Atlanta Braves, but he has earned an opportunity to stick up in the show and to get another start. Is what that performance gets Darius Vines last night. And I believe that would come up Sunday against the Rangers here at Truist Park would be the next opportunity to see Darius Vines, who was dealing last night. Game 2 tonight, 8:10. You can hear it right here on the home of the Braves, 680 The Fan. Reynaldo Lopez coming off 2 quality starts, had a good first impression, I would say, with those 2 quality starts. Shut down the Mets, 6 scoreless innings against lousy, stinking Mets, and then took care of the White Sox, his former team, 6 innings and 1 earned run. So 1 earned run in 12 innings, I'd say that would fall in the category of dealing. Also, looking forward to seeing it tonight with Reynaldo Lopez. Game 3 on Wednesday, Max Fried going to get the ball, and apparently Max Fried is back. Silence the Marlins, in sync with the location, attacking with the fastball, putting hitters away with the breaking stuff, the off-speed stuff. Max Fried looks like he's back. And I'm still a little concerned about Ronald Acuna Jr. They're pitching him tough right now. I mean, you go through these stretches in baseball where You know, there's some stretches. You're getting a lot of pitches in the middle of the zone. You're getting mistakes from the opposing pitcher, and you're able to capitalize on that. Right now, Ronald is getting a lot of pitches on the edge of the strike zone. They're painting against Ronald Acuña Jr. And then also, he's seeing those fastballs up and in over the head. And that is the scouting report on Ronald Acuña Jr. Challenge him inside with the fastball. Throw the heater over his head. Knock him off the plate. Prevent him from diving with a big swing into the middle of the strike zone. And this has been the case for a number of years with Ronnie. They have trouble getting him out. They don't like him taking those big swings, and so they're going to throw that fastball over his head. And right now, Ronald doing a pretty good job of just standing up, brushing himself off, and just taking a look out of the pitcher's mound, saying, really? Really? Just hope they don't hit him in the head. 55, 57 at-bats without a home run to start the season for Ronald Acuña Jr. But let me say this, is that someone's going to have to pay for this. I mean, and it's going to be some pitchers, and the tide's going to turn here soon. Saw him squaring some balls up here over the last couple of games. Somebody's going to pay, and it's going to happen soon for the National League MVP. He's going to go on a tear, whether you're throwing that ball over his head or not. And looking forward to seeing you out this weekend. Rangers coming to town, Truist Park, for a series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Looking forward to seeing Truist rocking coming up. So a little Braves talk for you. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to dive in. There's some news coming out of the Georgia program with the transfer portal having opened up. RBU has lost one of their players. We'll talk about it next. Got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. And get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, fastest and easiest way to shop online. For your next vehicle, got some golf things for you here. The 680 green card. We are now down to under 25 cards available. Under 25 cards remaining. And allows you to play six of the area's best courses for the low price of $249. Cards are on sale now while they last at 680thefan.com. And if you're looking to play in a great event, a great golf tournament, no, not the Masters, you got to qualify for that. Hello, friends. How about the inaugural Braves Golf Classic coming to, holy cow, the Atlanta Athletic Club Championship Course? Wow! On May the 6th. Benefits the Atlanta Braves Foundation. And you're going to see some of your favorite Braves legends out playing. Isn't that great? It's going to be awesome. I bet Chipper Jones is going to be out there. To get your foursome and more information, go to Braves.com/golfclassic today. DT played golf yesterday. No wonder he's smiling today. Want to talk about the Georgia Bulldogs running back room. A lot of people, especially the Bulldog fans, like to refer to Georgia as RBU, Running Back University. And why wouldn't they? I mean, look at the long list of names that have toted the rock for the Georgia Bulldogs through the years. Man, when I was a kid, I saw Horace King and Jimmy Poulos and Glenn Harrison taking that ball and running with it. I had the honor of playing with Willie McClendon, team captain in 1978, all SEC running back. Then after that, I had the honor of watching and cheering for guys like Keith Henderson, Terrell Davis, Robert Edwards, Tim Worley, Garrison Hurst. Of course, nobody handed it off better than I did with Herschel Walker. About Lars Tate and Rodney Hampton and Musa Smith, Thomas Brown, Noshon Moreno, Todd Gurley, Sony Michel, Nick Chubb, DeAndre Swift, Zamir White, Kenny McIntosh, Dejan Edwards, Kendall Milton. The list is long of quality, impact, difference-making running backs that have put on that Georgia Bulldog uniform. And at G-Day on Saturday, man, I was very impressed. Had a chance to see Trevor Etienne a little bit. Didn't know if we were going to get a chance to see him because he had some off-the-field issues. But Kirby had him out there, and boy, Trevor Etienne looks dangerous. Talking about a playmaker as a running back and as a receiver. Got to make plans. I'm sure Bobo's making plans of getting him the ball early and often this coming season. And then the young kid coming into year number two, Roderick Robinson. Looks way more comfortable than he did as a true freshman a year ago. He's a big back with scat back shake. Shake meaning he can make you miss. I mean, this guy can catch the football too. So I wouldn't just pencil him in as a short yardage, red zone, and goal line running back. I mean, the big body would lead you to believe he's going to get touches in those situations. But here's a guy that can do everything you need a running back to do. And then running back number three has hit the transfer portal. Andrew Paul.
Gone.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. Andrew Paul, and what's going on with this transfer portal opening up again after spring football practice ends? What these players are doing is they're reassessing where they are after their spring game. And for Andrew Paul, he's a guy that is saying, okay, I'm healthy again, knees 100%. I went out and showed off some all-around skills during G-Day. I can run inside. I can bounce it outside. I can pick up that first down. I can make somebody miss and outrun them to the end zone. I can catch the football. I can help protect the quarterback. I can do everything a running back needs to do to ensure himself playing time. But he's got a problem at Georgia. And the problem is he was looking at being the number four running back in the running back room. And you might be thinking, well, I believe you just named two guys, Etienne and Roderick Robinson. Well, I would imagine he was looking at Branson Robinson, who's all bowed up, looking at Branson Robinson and saying, okay, he's rehabbed the knee all he can rehab it. And he's close to coming back. He's going to return in the preseason. And Branson Robinson saying on somebody's podcast, I forget whose, said, when I'm not sure when I'm getting back, but when I do get back, it's going to be hell, quote unquote, for the defenders trying to tackle him. So you got Andrew Paul saying, okay, I'm going to be knocked back to the number four running back in the room. So Andrew Paul looks ahead of him, and he sees Trevor Etienne, Roderick Robinson, and Branson Robinson. And then he looks behind him. Now, I know Satchel Paige said, don't look behind you because somebody might be gaining on you. But it makes sense to look behind you and recognize the fact that Kirby signed three freshman running backs in this recruiting class. Chauncey Bowens was dressed out for G-Day, touched it a couple of times. He's an early enrollee freshman. Then you got Dwight Phillips and Nate Frazier coming in. So you got three guys ahead of you, and you got three guys that are behind you. Not a good situation for Andrew Paul. And I don't blame the kid. I mean, you only got one chance to come down this road, and you don't want to stand there and watch somebody else getting the ball. So what do? These days, you jump in the transfer portal. And you go find somewhere else to play. And when Georgia was recruiting Andrew Paul, who I think is a quality running back, there'll be a lot of interest for him. He narrowed it down to Georgia, Clemson, Colorado, Dion, Auburn, and Michigan. I would imagine they kept some lines of communication open with Andrew Paul just in case, you know, down the road, he decided, okay, I'm out of here. So you got to figure he will reassess those places. And then being a Texas native and with the Longhorns being back in the national picture, I would imagine he would consider a transfer to Austin, Texas. So there you go. Andrew Paul seeking a better opportunity with some other team. And I would imagine he would, as he's looking around for a place to end up, he's going to bring up that NIL thing. Yeah, Georgia's paying me this. What can you pay me? That Georgia running back room, very impressive. And I tell you what, to wrap up this little piece of content, I think that Branson Robinson being back would be a huge boost to the preseason number one team in college football. That getting Branson Robinson back from that knee rehab, you saw him a couple of years ago when the Bulldogs were knocking people down and winning a championship. You had Branson Robinson running roughshod over the competition. Built like Adonis, running that football tough. This would be a huge boost to Georgia getting Branson Robinson back in there. And I think they can cover up Andrew Paul. I'm just saying. Hey, let's get into the top five. We got Amanda Swartz joining us now.
College football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Woo! Blue's top five.
She is a busy girl these days, Amanda Swartz, our digital director, and we were busy working yesterday. I've got the post G-Day breakdown that we've got up on our YouTube.
It's up on our YouTube and our OTT player, so find it wherever you get our videos.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And tell us more about the 680 Fangirl real quick.
Oh, yeah. So we have a Instagram and a TikTok now called 680 The Fangirl, and it's content curated for the girls that like sports but don't want to listen to what their boyfriends listen to. It's just a little bit of a different view on sports. It's for the girls.
So follow that on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
All right. Great job there.
Thanks.
All right. Let's get to the top five, girl.
All right. Let's do it. So number one, the NFL draft kicks off in 9 days. What do you think the top three quarterbacks are thinking right now?
The top three quarterbacks, well, I think Caleb Williams, I think he gets up in the morning and he looks in the mirror and he thinks, I am the man, and I'm about to be the greatest quarterback in Chicago Bears history.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he thinks.
Sounds accurate.
When he gets up in the morning. Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is thinking, man, come wintertime, it's going to be cold in Boston and in Washington, D.C. It's going to be cold cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drake May. Drake May is thinking, my educated guess is in the back of his mind, wondering if he's ready for this.
Okay.
He's really one of the top three players in college football. If he's ready to step in and become QB1 for one of these desperate NFL organizations looking for a quarterback, I bet in the back of his mind, he's wondering if he's really polished enough to be able to step in and play immediately.
Mm, hope he is.
So that's my educated guess on those three guys.
Yeah, I like it.
I am the man. That's what Kayla Williams is thinking.
Yeah, I bet. All right, number two. Is Rory going to take the money?
Oh, the NIL money, man. Did you hear? My goodness. Well, they're offering him $850 million.
It's not bad.
Can you believe this?
DT,
$850 million they're offering the guy reportedly.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, and apparently it's not even as much as they were offered Tiger a few years ago. So,
look, this is what I believe. Is Rory, his loyalty to the PGA Tour has gone unrewarded.
Mm.
At this point in time, I'd take the money.
You would?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd take the
Me
money.
Too.
They're showing him no loyalty.
Yeah.
No loyalty at all. After he totally 100% went all in trying to protect the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they do for him? Absolutely nothing. No loyalty at all. At this point, if I was Rory, I'd be taking the money.
So would I. All right. Number three, did you watch the WNBA draft?
You know, I missed it. Joe Hamilton was watching.
Mm-hmm. I watched it too.
Yeah. Now, look, I was curious. And later in the evening, I went and checked it out and did a little research to find out where Caitlin Clark ended up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Indianapolis Fever.
Yep.
Is where she ended up.
Yep.
And then I was a little surprised the Angel Reese went seventh. I was expecting her to go higher than seven.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd she go? The Chicago, the Sky?
Chicago Sky, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got some good picks.
I didn't see any of it, but I was curious. I had to go and look afterwards.
Yeah, I think Indiana's good for Caitlin. Her boyfriend also lives there, so it's going to work out for her. All right, number four, drop a college football nugget.
A college football nugget. Man, I can do this every day of the week. Let's talk about the Florida Gators for a second. They had their orange and blue scrimmage down in Gainesville, Florida, in that swamp area over the weekend. And they've got this five-star freshman quarterback. And we heard a lot about in this area how Dylan Rayola, who had transferred to Buford and played his final high school season at Buford so he could be closer to Athens and be ready to go over and join this Georgia Bulldog program, and then he turned the flip at the very end and ended up going to Nebraska. Rayola was rated number two in that recruiting class, the number two quarterback in this recruiting class. Number one, DJ Lagway, who went to Florida. NIL money, I bet they loaded up. Lagway, 12 of 21 for 173 passing yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Getting the ball downfield, this Lagway, five completions, over 20 yards. And let me just say, the Gators would be smart. They would be smart to game plan every single game that DJ Lagway is getting playing time and getting ready to be the man, as Caleb Williams would think. They got Graham Mertz coming back, who had a really good season a year ago as the Florida quarterback. He's QB1 right now. But don't look behind you, because DJ Lagway is developing quickly. And at some point in time, DJ Lagway is going to be taken over.
I like it. All right. And number five, reveal a sports bucket list must do.
Must do. I would say, look, coming off the Masters, and I used to... I was in the TV business. I was a sports director down at WJCL down in Savannah, Georgia for a couple of years prior to this job. And one of our big events during the course of the year was the PGA Tour. The week after the Masters would come to Hilton Head Island.
Okay.
And play Harbor Town. They call it the RBC Heritage now. And so we would set up shop over in Hilton Head, just a driver in a three wood from Savannah, and set up shop for the week and cover, do live shots and special shows and cover the tournament. And I tell you what I found out was that the 18th hole ends right at the marina, the Harbortown Golf Links marina, where the yachts all, I mean, there are yachts everywhere you can, everywhere you look, you see these million-dollar yachts.
Oh, that's awesome.
That are pulled up into the marina. And this is the biggest party you've ever seen. And they had the marina bar was, it's called the quarter deck. And it was packed, early, late. There's no telling how much money they made. And I've heard it more than once from a lot of my friends that said, I have never seen more cute women in my life hanging out there at Hilton Head Island, checking out the PGA Tour event.
I believe it.
I think it's a, for guys out there, and probably the ladies too, it is a must-do, a sports bucket list. I would say you got to go to Hilton Head Island for the PGA Tour event, hang out in the marina, check out the yachts, and be a part of the party there at the quarterdeck.
Count me in.
Bucks Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Amanda, thanks.
Thanks, Buck.
You were awesome, man.
Thanks.
We appreciate you so much.
No problem.
And we thank a lot of our listeners, too. Really appreciate them. And so we want to give two tickets away to go see Little Big Town coming to Gas South Arena December the 12th. Tickets went on sale last Friday at Ticketmaster.com. So if you don't win the giveaway right now, call 404-231-1680, the number. Give a pair of tickets away to go see Little Big Town. If you don't win, you can go to Ticketmaster.com and get those tickets right now. Little Big Town, special guest Sugarland and the Costellos on my birthday, December the 12th at Gas South Arena.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, fourth down line, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou. Presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Yeah, Bulldog Beat, we're back on it. And Kirby is looking for a quarterback. Transfer portal. The transfer portal is now open. And the last time it was open, a couple of months ago, there were 155 quarterbacks hit the transfer market. 155. How do I know? Well, I counted them. They've got a list of who enters the transfer portal you can check out, which I did. So the Buck Ballou Show research staff came up with a number, 155 quarterbacks.
With that in mind, I'd like to know the number that actually stayed at their school. I wonder what that number is.
Well, I wonder how many quarterbacks are going to enter the transfer portal coming out of spring football practice and the spring scrimmages, where now they totally understand where they stand on the depth chart. And now there's probably more than 155 of them thinking, I don't want to sit here all year long and watch that other dude play. I want to go somewhere where I can play, somewhere where they need a quarterback. So it's going to be busy again. And right now, Kirby has two healthy quarterbacks, as you saw on G-Day Saturday. You got Carson Beck, one of the top five quarterbacks returning in college football this year. You got Gunnar Stockton, who, in my opinion, is ready to step in at a moment's notice. If something happened to Beck, if he got dinged up, or if somebody hit him in that Lambo he's driving around, got dinged up a little bit, Gunnar Stockton's ready to go. Don't know anything about Ryan Puglisi, the freshman, early enrollee freshman quarterback who was unable to play at G-Day because he's got some kneecap problems, as I understand it. He was on one crutch for G-Day on Saturday. Now, Georgia also has a preferred walk-on quarterback, Colter Jenn, out of Perry, Georgia, 6'4", 200, and he's got great hair, some of the best hair you've ever seen. Colter Jenn, a preferred walk-on. But Kirby prefers to have four scholarship quarterbacks, trying to protect the Bulldogs from the worst-case scenario. So he's going to be hitting this transfer portal looking for a scholarship quarterback. And I've got the message that Kirby would deliver these guys, he and Mike Boba, when they speak to these guys looking to transfer, looking for a new place to come play quarterback. Here's what Kirby and Mike Bobo would say. Jim Bob, right now, as you know, you're on the bench where you're playing right now. Well, you can come to Georgia. We're the preseason number one team. We've got a chance to win the SEC, go to the college football playoffs, win a national championship. You're going to get a ring for every one of those things. So why don't you come sit on the bench and win big, as opposed to staying where you are now, sitting on the bench and not win big. And then maybe while you're competing to be the third or fourth team quarterback in our quarterback room in 2024, you can position yourself to have a shot to compete for the starting job in 2025.
I think you nailed it.
Plus, we've got a collective. Bulldog fans, 50,000 plus, showed up at G-Day on Saturday, and I recorded a video message that was played on the big scoreboard that said, we need every one of you here today. We need you to cut us a check so we can put it in our collective and write checks to guys like you. And that's the message.
Thank you, Buck.
So, what do you think the message? How effective will that message be? Where you are, you're riding the bench. You come here, you're going to ride the bench, but you're going to leave with some rings at the end of the year. And maybe, just maybe, you could position yourself to compete for the starting job when Carson Beck is gone. What do you think, guys? You think that's a legitimate message? Would that inspire you to sign on with the Georgia Bulldogs?
Rather be the backup than in Athens and the backup in a lot of other places.
So you show them around campus and they see all the pretty co-eds and they say, yeah, I think I'd rather ride the bench here in Athens.
I remember those co-eds, yes. It's a wonderful place to live. It's a wonderful place to play college football. It's a wonderful place to go to school. And I hate to even bring this up, but with the nature of the transfer portal today, guys going in and out year to year to year, it's a much more attractive piece on the resume if you do end up wanting to parlay that into a starting job somewhere else.
Well, they should be able to find somebody that would be willing to hear that message and be convinced enough to come sign on and be a part of it. And all season long, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of new Goodyear and Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters, Goodyear or Cooper tires. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, come on, Acuna, the better the deals get at Tire Discounters. You can learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. Got some Falcons and Hawks talk coming up. Look, it's not all good, but we'll talk about it next. You got the Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Hey, everybody. Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Buck Ballou Show. show, fastest 1 hour show in the country here on 680 The Fan.
Go, Buck, hurry, we gotta get up.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta squeeze it all in, man. And first, I want to tell you about Atlanta National. They got it going on. They got a membership drive happening. This is one of my favorite courses in Metro Atlanta. Just love every opportunity I get to go play Atlanta National. Pete Dye's only Metro Atlanta course. Fully renovated clubhouse, new restaurant, cutting-edge golf simulators, brand-new fitness studio, new event spaces. They truly have it all. Complimentary membership, open house. Coming up on Saturday from 11 to 3, go meet Ian Grimway, the new general manager. Ian is absolutely awesome. More information, you can find that at AtlantaNationalGolfClub.com.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
All right, I saw where the Falcons had a private visit with Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey. And I had a couple of thoughts on this. This has got to be just for show. This has got to be just for show. I mean, my goodness, catering to the Bulldog fans out there.
Yep, we sat down with Ladd McConkey.
Well, you're obviously not taking Ladd at the eighth pick of the first round. So are you thinking about taking him at the 43rd pick overall, a second-round pick? Because, look, Ladd McConkey is not going to be on the board at 43 when the Falcons select in the second round. And he's certainly not going to be on the board in the third round when the Falcons select for a 74th and a 79th. So what's the deal here? It's got to be just for show. And you know what? It's not a fit either. It's just not a good fit because look at what the Falcons did in free agency. They went out and got Mooney in here from the Bears. Mooney, 5'11", 177. Then they went out and got Rondell Moore, 5'7", 180. And then they went out and signed Ray McLeod, 5'9", 185. So, look, the Falcons already have the slot receiver position covered up. They've got all the undersized slot receivers they need. If they do need a receiver, it's one of the bigger body receivers. And do I need to remind you that the Falcons have participated in the NFL draft 57 times, and they've never, ever taken a Georgia player in the first or second round. And that's all I've got to say about that. Let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks fly to Chicago today for the play-in game matchup with the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Are they going to have a full roster? I mean, Jalen Johnson, is he ready to go? How about Okongwu? Are they going to rest Capella? Rest Hunter? They seem to do that a lot. Load management. And what does Quinn Snyder tell the team? Guys, I know we lost six in a row to end the season, but we're really trying to win this game tonight. We didn't try to win those last six, but we're going to try to win this play-in game. Basically, the season ends for the Hawks tomorrow night. All right, that's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll be back tomorrow. I will be out tomorrow, but back in Thursday and Friday. DJ Shockley will be with me Friday. We'll talk some Bulldogs and NFL draft. Hope you'll join me then. Now, the Cellini and Domino Show coming up next. Stick around for that here on The Fan.
Thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.